Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. I want to welcome you to our broadcast this morning. Now, this month, we've covered how sin came into the world. We talked about a letter from a person in hell, what that would be like. We also talked about the fact that Jesus came to save sinners. Now, we'll be finishing up this month with a story from the book of Luke dealing with the rich man and Lazarus. Now, this goes along with the last month's message about a letter from hell. So listen in now as Pastor Reynolds reads from the book of Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31.
This morning I'd like to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 31, and relate the tragic story of lessons of a lost soul. This is the lesson of the rich man and Lazarus. Listen as Jesus Christ declares to people that were alive and that day the tragic story of a man who forsook what he knew was true and clinged to that which was false and wound up paying the ultimate price. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This is indeed a sad passage of Scripture. But it is not a man that is doing the speaking. This is Jesus himself that gives this word. Jesus Christ at this point is speaking to a group of people. Some of the people are believers and some are not. Some of the listeners are Pharisees who were covetous, and when they heard the things that Christ was speaking, they did not like what he was saying. Therefore, Jesus Christ gave them this story. This is not a parable. This is a story. This is a true story. In a parable, names are never given. But in stories, names are given. And someone would say, yes, but the rich man's name is not given. That's because he was not known of Jesus. Lazarus' name was given because Jesus knew who he was. Notice, folks, as we think about this story this morning, outward appearances are not always the same as the inward reality. Notice the appearance of the rich man. He was dressed in purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. If he got sick, he could afford the best doctors. This rich man had many, many friends because of his wealth, his power, his political prestige. But inside of him He was lost. Inside of him, there was the deepness and the despair of wickedness and sin. Listen, here's a man who on the outside looked like he had it all, but on the inside, he had nothing at all. Notice the appearance of Lazarus. The Bible says he was a beggar. He was a person of disgust to many people. But understand, God does not look on the outward appearance. God looks in the heart. Men may look on the outside, but God looks on the inside. Notice Lazarus probably had other beggars for friend. Lazarus had little influence. Lazarus had trouble helping himself, much less helping others. He was probably dressed in rags because he could not afford the fine clothing or even decent clothing. Lazarus was sick and had no doctors. He had only dogs to lick his sores. Lazarus looked like a trash pile of rejected humanity, a worthless human being. But inside, where it really mattered, he was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this point. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich, and Lazarus did not go to heaven because he was poor. Salvation does not depend upon the riches of this life, or the flesh, or physical pleasures. Salvation is on the inside. Salvation is of the Spirit. Many people believe that God pays more attention to the rich than he does to the poor, but that's not so, because God looks on the heart, not on the outward appearance. There's many people today that are full of themselves, but not full of God. There's many people today that are full of their religion, but not full of the religion of Jesus Christ. Listen, folks, God pays attention to his people. Today we've got things turned around. We believe, by and large, that being rich gives us some kind of influence with God, but it does not at all, because God takes care of his people. Now, some people are rich because they're plainly crooks. I do not know if the rich man is a crook or not. I rather doubt that he is. He is probably a pretty decent human being. After all, Lazarus is at his gate. The reason that Lazarus is at the gate of the rich man is because he's desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fall from the rich man's table. Lazarus is at his gate because the rich man gives him the crumbs. Otherwise, Lazarus would not be there. There were probably other beggars there as well. The rich man probably fed the poor, but he did not feed himself upon the word of God. Therefore, the rich man lost it all. The rich man evidently knew Lazarus, because Lazarus was laid at his gate. When we read those words in the Bible about Lazarus being laid there, we know that someone put him there. The language suggests that others carried Lazarus to the rich man's gate. Therefore, the rich man was well known to provide for the poor. But what I'm telling you is this: taking care of the poor does not ensure salvation. The poor should be taken care of, but that doesn't mean that act means that all those that take care of the poor are saved and will go to heaven when they die. Plainly, it is that many, many good people die and go to hell, and many people that we consider worthless go to heaven. That's what this story is telling us. Notice, funeral services do not reflect the condition of the soul. The Bible states here concerning the rich man that when he died, there was a burial. Probably it was a grand funeral, but the man's soul was in torments. Think of this. It could have very well been that at the funeral service of the rich man, there would be people stand and give great accolades to him for all the good deeds that he had possibly ever done in his life, but they did not realize that at the very moment they were saying all those good things about his life, that the rich man was in hell, burning in the flames of hell and being tormented, and even seeing Lazarus being comforted in the bosom of Abraham. What I'm saying is that all the things that happen in the funeral service does not necessarily reflect the condition of the soul that the funeral is for. What happened to Lazarus' body? Well, evidently, as they did in those days, they cast the body of the beggars into the flames of Gehenna without a funeral at all. There is probably where his body was. And yet, when they cast that worn-out body into the flames, we find that the soul of Lazarus was comforted in Abraham's bosom. Think of this, folks. What a person has might not be a reflection of what they will have in the life to come. The rich man fared sumptuously every day, yet in eternity, one drop of water was all he wanted. Lazarus in this world had absolutely nothing, but in eternity, he has everything. Think of all the torments that this rich man endured while he was in hell. The Bible talks about he endured the torments of the flames of hell. The Bible records that the rich man had a memory. He knew who Lazarus was. He remembered his five brethren. He knew what the gospel was. He knew what a taste of cool water would be on a hot day. He remembered how he had helped Lazarus when Lazarus was on the earth and in trouble. And he desired that Lazarus now come and help him. And yet there is no help. There is no blessings for the rich man. Here's the thing. There's no prayer request answered in hell. The time to pray, the time to believe, the time to trust is now and not tomorrow. Hell is a very, very real place. And many people go down into hell. Our prayer this morning is that you might understand that hell is real and that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary to save sinners from their righteous condemnation in that horrible place of eternal damnation.
Now, some people believe that this passage from Luke chapter 16 is a parable. However, if you look over all the other parables, you'll find that they don't have the detail that this one has. This one is just a little different. I do not believe that this is a parable. This is clearly an actual true story that Jesus was sharing with these people. I mean, this one actually talks about names and places, and it goes into details. You know, and the rich man is still in hell today. He has never received that drop of water on his tongue that he wanted, and he never will. Hell is torment, it's flames, and it's an eternal separation from God and all His glory and all His mercy. No matter how bad it gets here on this earth, there's still some blessings that we have from God. But in hell, it's a total separation from God with no blessings from Him. And as we mentioned off and on over the last month, Jesus came to save sinners. You don't have to spend an eternity in hell. Jesus came from heaven. He lived a perfect life. He was crucified on the cross for your sins. He spent 3 days in the grave, and then he arose again victorious over both death and hell. He did all of this for sinners, and it's all free for those that'll accept the gift. If you're lost, just admit to him, not to me, not to anybody else. You admit to Jesus, admit to him that you're lost and that you're wicked, and ask him to save you. There is no other way. You can't do it yourself. You have to ask him to forgive you and to give you a changed heart. He will not turn you away. And if you'd like to talk to us about this, please come to our services today. We'll have Sunday school at 10 a.m. We'll have worship services at 11. We'll have a prayer meeting at 4 p.m. And we'll have more worship services at 4:30. Now, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we'll be more than willing to talk to you about salvation and what the Lord has done for us. Now, if you are saved, then take this opportunity to remember what Jesus has done for you and take the time to tell your lost friends and family about it. Tell them what Jesus has done for you and what he will and can do for them. We want to thank you for listening this week, and we want to encourage you to tune in next week at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.